thank you. It's so wonderful to see everyone here this morning. I am privileged to be asked to introduce Pastor Hudson. He's not only a brother in Christ, but he's a special friend of ours. So I'm really excited for him to get to speak and be here with you this morning and pray for you. I'm just really excited about our service. Pastor Tim wanted me to share just his bio background again with you, because some of you heard me give already an introduction of him and others of you have not. So just briefly, I want to back up a little bit and read this again that we had in our bulletins for a couple of weeks. But Pastor Hudson Subi from Uganda got saved at age 19 in June 1988 from a witchcraft family. In 1992, at age 20, he began telling the great story of how the power of God transformed him from witchcraft and is now a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Revival, healing, miracles, deliverance, signs, and wonders accompany his services. Hudson and his wife Mercy have 5 biological children, all boys, and also parent 50 children at Faith Children's Home. They also support another 20 children that stay with foster parents. He's the founder of the church, God's House of Miracles in Lugazi, and also Faith Children's Home in Uganda, at what we don't call an orphanage, we call it the children's home. And he has planted 23 village churches. He is also a bishop over many churches. You can read more about him at godshouseofmiracles.org if you want to look up that website. So I just remember I had told you about the AIDS epidemic had come through and taken out so many of the parents of these children, and that's how the church then had to rise up. And there was a special calling on Pastor Hudson's life that he was to be a father to these children. So that's when he started Faith Children's Home, and he would say, these children are also his children. So that is when in 2010, we went to Lugazi and we did a medical mission trip there, and I was able to actually be at the church, see the children. We were able to love with the children, play with the children, pray with them. We had so much fun with them, and I got to meet so many of them. And I can tell you, these are special kids because they love Jesus. They love Jesus. They'll have just Bible verses written over their bunk. Maybe they only have one little bunk and that's all of their stuff, but they have Bible verses. So it's just an amazing, amazing place. So before he starts to speak, I did want to say, after the service, I am going to be out and I'm going to have some pictures of some of the kids there with some of their information. And if you would like to sponsor one of the kids at Faith Home, this is an amazing, amazing ministry. It's $50 a month to sponsor a child. But the interesting thing about this is very different than doing something with like World Vision, is you can actually have a relationship with the child. So you can email and they can give email messages. They'll write letters back to you. You'll get pictures of them occasionally. You can see their report card and comment on their report card. So this is an interactive prayer where you're actually adopting them to be your child. Now we have the gal that works in our dental office, Randa, took a look at these pictures, and just looking at the pictures, I looked over at her and she was crying, and I said, what is going on? And she said, Philly, this is supposed to be my son. She only had daughters, but Philly was supposed to be her son. So she has been sponsoring him ever since, and he had a lazy eye, and she actually helped pay for the surgery to have that corrected, and he now has the clear vision. Isn't that amazing? Praise God. So she has adopted Philly into her heart and into her family. So I challenge you, after the service, come out and take a look at the pictures of the kids, and maybe one of them will touch you just like that, and you're supposed to be connected with that one. So I'll be out there if anybody's interested in that after the service. But let's go ahead and welcome Pastor Hudson Subi this morning.
There you go. Thank you, thank you. Let us appreciate Patty and John Shader and Jonathan, the Shader's family. They adopted me into their family, and Uganda, my family is their family. And here is my family. So I want to thank them so much. 10, 11 years of relationship, it's grown so much that we are now families. And also I want to thank God for Pastor Tim and Pastor Sherry. Am I pronouncing Sherry well? Okay. I don't want to make any mistakes. So let us appreciate this man and woman of God that God has given to us. Can we appreciate them? Thank you. Thank you for having me here. Thank you. Thank you. The introduction has already been made, and now I want to continue introducing Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. But after the service, please interact with us. And one thing that Pat didn't mention about is that in February next year, they are again bringing a medical trip. Many people in our country can't afford medication, and it's a blessing. I remember last time when they came, on the outdoors we were checking in, people were also doing evangelism. She was preaching, and I was translating. And in the few days there, about 80 adults received Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. And also, they were able to, meet over 1,000 cases of people in the few days they were there. So would you also continue to pray for their trip to Uganda? And after their trip, I want to welcome all of you to come and visit and love on these children. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for this is the time, in this the hour that you've made. We welcome you, Holy Spirit, because without you, we are nothing. We welcome the blood of Jesus Christ to purify each one of us today. We pray that the blood of Jesus will speak life, will speak blessings, because the blood speaketh. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that was shed, that speaketh salvation, speaketh redemption, deliverance, purification upon our lives today. I thank you, Father, for everyone gathered here today. I pray that Jesus, the Son of God, you be lifted in our lives. And as you are lifted, may you draw many to yourself. We disappear, and we pray that you appear before your people. Just as it is mentioned, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Jesus, you mentioned that. I pray that the Spirit of God, the same Spirit that was upon Jesus Christ, will be upon me today as I preach the good news to these people. I pray that, Father, your name will be glorified and exalted today. And I pray that every sickness will be broken from people's lives. I pray that every disease will be broken. I pray that every cancer will be broken. Every principality will be broken. Every attack of the enemy will be silenced. And today I pray that only you, Jesus, you will minister to your people. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We give you glory and honor in Jesus' name. And everyone say amen. Everyone say amen. If you don't understand my accent, I will go slow. Amen? Yeah, because my accent is not your accent. You're my brothers and sisters from another mother. Amen. So if you don't understand my accent, please feel free to say, come again. Or I beg your pardon. Amen. I'll please make sure that I go slow, that we understand what I'm saying today. Amen. Amen. Let's turn to our Bibles in Mark chapter 5. And I was just being compelled to share from there today. And God is going to bless us. And we are going to leave some ample time to have you people come for an altar call. And we are going to pray with you. Because, you know, God has to do something in your life today. And this is the day that the Lord has made. The Bible does not say this is the day that the devil has made. The Bible says this is the day the Lord has made. The devil has no day. All the days are for the Lord.
So this is the day that the Lord has made. Amen. And we'll be glad and rejoice and celebrate in this day. Someone say amen. Mark chapter 5, verse number, I can read from verse number 21, but I will share from verse number 25. But the Bible says, when Jesus had again crossed over by the boat to the other side of the lake, a large crowd gathered around him. While he was by the lake, verse number 22, then one of the synagogue ruler named Jairus came there seeing Jesus. He fell at his feet and pleaded earnestly with him. My little daughter is dying. Please come and put your hands on her so that she will be healed and live. And when you go through the story, Jairus' daughter was healed. Jesus healed him. But I want to talk about this fundamental, wonderful lady, this great lady of faith, you know, that had suffered for a period of 12 years in suffering. Now, if you are in suffering, 12 years, it looks like you are in hell. At 12 years of joy and happiness, you feel you are in paradise. You feel you are in heaven. But if it is 12 years of suffering, it is another hell every day. So this here is a woman, the Bible says, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. In other words, she had become broke. She had spent everything that she had. And the Bible says, she had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had, yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. Now, I want you to underline the word she heard. Because the Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith comes by hearing. And hearing the word of God. So she heard. And her hearing took her to another level. She heard about somebody. She heard about somebody. The name is called Jesus Christ. She heard about this man. She heard about what he was doing. She heard about how he was healing every sickness and disease. She heard about how friendly this man was. She heard about how loving this man was. She heard about him being a miracle worker. She heard about him being not a respectable person. She heard about him being someone loving. So the Bible says she heard. If she had heard something wrong about Jesus, she would have not responded. But she heard something good. The Bible says though she had suffered from this sickness, the bleeding for 12 years, she heard. Remember, according to the culture, she was considered unclean. She was not supposed to mingle with anybody. This lady suffering for 12 years of bleeding, if she was married, she was at risk to be divorced from her husband. I want to bring some attention to you. I want to try to talk about her. Bleeding for 12 years. You can imagine day number one, day number two, month one, month two, year one, year two, 12 years, bleeding every day. Not one time, but every day. The Bible does not talk about how many times she bleeded a day, but the Bible says she bleeded for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal. She had paid all her fortune. And instead, she was getting worse. This is the lady. And then the Bible says she heard about Jesus. She heard about the Savior. The Savior I'm talking about today. The Savior that saved me from witchcraft coming to 30 years ago and made me a preacher of Jesus Christ. Made me a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ. This lady heard about this man. She heard about what this man was doing. She heard about what this man could do. She heard this Jesus was a miracle worker. She knew Jesus was a friend of sinners and a friend of everyone. She knew Jesus was willing to, and ready to heal her. So the Bible says she heard about him after getting tired, after suffering for 12 years, after suffering abandonment, rejection, unclean abandonment. She heard about someone who was ready to love her. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was there for her. This woman comes from behind. She comes from behind after she heard about Jesus. She said, if I can only touch. Why does she say, if I can only touch? There was a big crowd that was following Jesus. So she knew she was risking her life because she was not supposed to mingle with anybody. She was supposed to be rejected. She was supposed to stay out of people. That's why she said, if I can only, remember, she was risking life because she would be stoned to death. But in her heart, she said, if I can only remember, Jesus had bodyguards like Peter, who was chopping off people's ears. But she said, if I can only, I would not mind about Peter. I know he's there. I know he may chop off an ear from me, but I don't care. I am tired of the sickness. I'm tired of the bleeding. I'm tired of everything. I need a savior. And the Bible says, whoever shall call upon the name of Jesus shall be saved. Amen. So the woman called upon Jesus. She went behind and squeezed herself and touched. And the Bible says after she touched, dunamis power came out of Jesus and dried up the bleeding. And Jesus stops and says, something has happened. Someone touched me. And then the disciples, they wanted to distract Christ. And they said, how can you ask when you see all these people? It is obvious that they have to touch you. Jesus said, no, others have been pressing on me and thronging on me, but someone touched me. There is a difference between pressing and touching. There is a difference between pressing and touching. The crowd was just thronging. The crowd was just pushing. But a woman came and touched. And then Jesus says, something has come out of me. And then the Bible says, the woman, let me read this and complete, then I'm going to preach. Sometimes I want to read it and preach it. Amen. Sometimes I just want to preach it. Amen. And I'm going to preach it. Amen. And I'm going to preach it. Amen. Amen. Do you believe with me? I'm going to preach it. I'm going to read it and preach it. Amen. Oh, somebody say amen. Now the Bible says, yes. And a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal under the care of many doctors and had spent all she had. Yet instead of getting better, she grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak, because she thought, if I just touch his clothes, I will be healed. Immediately, her bleeding stopped. And her bleeding stopped, and she felt in her body that she was freed from her suffering. At once Jesus realized that power had gone out of him. He turned around in the crowd and asked, who touched me? Who touched my clothes? Isn't this very strange? After all, thousands and thousands are following you, and then all of a sudden, someone touches you, and then all of a sudden you feel something has happened on you. Let me tell you something. Many people can come to Christ, but few people can touch him. We can be here today, all of us, but someone can touch him. Amen. We may not be everybody, but someone can touch him. Amen. And today can be your day. What happened unto this lady can happen to you. Your sickness can stop today. Your disease can stop today. Your problem can stop today. Your cancer can stop today. Your stress can stop today. Every sickness can die today. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Amen. If he did it, he can do it today. If he did it, he can do it today. If he did it, he can do it today in your life, in your children, in your family, in your business, in every. He can do it today. Or someone say amen. He can do it. He can do it. I'm saying he can do it. He can do it. He can stop a bleeding that has been there for 12 years. He can do it. Jesus can do it. Someone say amen. Someone say I believe it. Someone say I believe it. I believe it. Someone say amen. I get excited when I read about the miracles that Jesus did. I feel like if I can see the devil, I can strangle him to death. Because he has no authority. The Bible says we've been given power and authority to tread over serpents and scorpions, to break off the powers of the devil, and nothing shall do us any harm. The Bible says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon fashioned, designed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that can raise up against us shall be condemned in judgment. Thus says the Lord, amen. Weak Jesus can do it. This lady, as I said before, the sickness for 12 years, it had done a lot of harm to her. For 12 years bleeding, for 12 years, as I said before, it had weakened, this sickness was weakening her every day. Imagine having a sickness just for 3 days or 1 day. I even don't want to have a sickness for a second. I don't want it. But this woman went with the bleeding for 12 years. What kind of problem is that that God cannot do? If God can heal a 12 years problem, God can heal a 1 day problem. He can heal a 2 day problem. He can heal a 1 month problem. He can heal a 2 year problem. He can heal a five year problem. He can heal a 10 year problem. He can also heal a 38 problem. There was a man who was by the pool for 38 years. And Jesus gets here, the man, and Jesus asks him, asks the man, do you want to be healed? He says, Master, I've been trying for 38 years. And when the angel comes and stirs up the water, as I'm about to jump there, someone gets there before me. Then Jesus says, but do you want to get healed? I know some people have gone there before you, but do you want to get healed? I know some people have been healed before you, but my question is, do you want to be well? And Jesus healed the man. Praise the name of someone, say amen. Amen. This lady, by human standards, the sickness was incurable. But to God's standard, it is curable. Because with God, all things are possible. What is impossible before your doctors, it is possible before God. We have many ladies in our church and men that we are going under the curse of barrenness. They wouldn't get children. We have prayed for them in the name of Jesus. We have many and many and many. And now they have children. Some were barren for 10 years, 15 years, 5 years, 8 years. They now have children. Others have named their children after me. I told them, some of them have told them, maybe you name your children by the name of the church. So others have named their children Miracle. Miracle. What is the first name of your child? Miracle. 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 Because Jesus is able. Jesus is able. Someone say amen. Jesus is able. Someone say amen. You know, this condition, it had caused this woman to be considered unclean, as I said before. Everything she touched was considered to be unclean. That was the circumstance that this woman was in. She was considered unclean. Even what she touched was unclean. Even where she sat was unclean. Even her bed was unclean. Even her food was unclean. Everywhere she walked was unclean. She entered into a room. That room would become unclean. She was abandoned. But amidst the abandonment, there comes the Savior. When you are rejected and abandoned, you need one man, Jesus, the Son of God. Someone say amen. When you are sick, you need one man called Jesus Christ, because he's a miracle worker. He's a friend to everybody. He's the resurrection and the life. He's El Shaddai. He's a provider. He's the healer. He's the deliverer. He's the comforter. He's everything. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's our comforter, our good shepherd. Someone say amen. Him is able. I cannot heal, but he heals. Many miracles have happened. I don't do them. He does them. Someone say amen. We have a few cases in our church. People that came, joined our church when they were AIDS positive. God has healed them. One gentleman collapsed that day when God healed him, because he got tired of life and he came to me and said, Pastor, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to die. I told him, you're not going to die, but you're going to be alive. He broke down on the floor and started weeping. I laid my hand simple and prayed a simple prayer. And I told him, I feel today God has healed you from AIDS. After 3 days, he went for checkups in the different medical centers. The first medical center, the results was HIV negative. The second medical center, HIV negative. The third medical center, HIV negative. And then after that, he collapsed and fell because of the joy. And he was just lifted from the last medical center because he wouldn't believe it. He could not believe it, but Jesus healed him of AIDS. As God heals a cold, in the same way he heals AIDS. The same way he heals a cold, it is the same way he heals cancer. It is the same way he can heal diabetes. It is the same way he can heal hypertension. It is the same way, because before God, all things are possible. Someone say amen. We serve a mighty God. We serve a powerful God. We serve a loving God. We serve a God who is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent. We serve a God, you know, who is powerful. We belong to a kingdom, which is a powerful kingdom, where miracles happen, where we have a loving Father. Today he can love on you. Today he can bless you. Today he can change your life. Today he can bring hope back to you, because he's able. If he was able to restore the life of this lady, he can restore my life. He can also restore your life. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before you, there shall be no impossibility if you have God inside of you. Because God is the God of impossibility. He makes possible the impossible. He will make possible the impossible in your life. He will make possible the impossible in your business. He will make possible the impossible in your children. He will make possible the impossible in your family. He's the God. God celebrates where there are impossibilities. Whenever there is any impossibility, that's where God celebrates. Because he wants to show himself strong and powerful. God is able. You may have a question today. God is going to answer your question. This woman had questions for 12 years. She had suffered a great deal. She had suffered abandonment, uncleanness, rejection, and everything that you can talk about. If she was married, as I said before, she had also a risk to be divorced by her husband. Because it's rare that a husband can tolerate that problem for 12 years. She would have lost her husband. And here Jesus comes. As I'm trying to finish up my preaching. And here Jesus comes. She hears about him. As I said, faith comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. So she heard about Jesus. And you know what happened? She had good things. That's why she responded. That's why she said, if I can only touch. So there are different touches, but this was a touch of faith. This was a touch of love from Jesus Christ. Someone say amen. This was a touch of what? It was a touch of faith. It was a touch of love. Someone say amen. This was not a usual touch, because others had pressed on him for a longer time. Now there comes a woman with unactivated faith. It is what she had that activated her faith. Because she had it and had it and had it and had it. It's like when you come to church, you are better than those who don't go to church. Because when you come to church, you hear it. And then hear it. Every time you come, you hear it. Midweek service, you hear it. And when you hear it, faith is born. Is born from the word. Faith is born from the word. Faith grows in the word. Faith matures in the word. That's why the Bible says faith comes by hearing. The more I hear it, the more I grow my faith. This woman's faith was activated because of what she had heard. And when she heard it, she said it. She heard it and said it. What did she say? She said, if I can only hear. I mean, if I can only touch. She heard it, believed it, and did it, and said it. What you hear and believe, you must say it. What you say is what you see. When you say it, you see it. When you say, you see. If you want to see, you say. You say it whether you are sick or not. You say it whether you are sleepy. You say it everywhere. You say it in your vehicle. You say it in your shower. You say it when you are eating. You say it when you are making your omelette. You say it until you see it. Do you want to see it? Then say it. Say it. Say it. When you say, you see. If you want to see so, say so. When you say so, you see so. If you want to see, you have to say. The more you say, the more you see. She said it and saw it. And then Jesus realizes there is an abnormal kind of supernatural touch. He stops and says, you know what? When you touch Jesus with a touch of faith, you put a demand on him. Jesus stops and says, I have now to put aside every business. Why, Jesus? Someone has touched me. Why do you say someone has touched you? There are many people. Jesus tells them, I know, I understand, I am not crazy, I am not mad, I understand someone touched me. And the one who touched her was one considered unclean, abandoned, rejected. She's the one that put a demand on Jesus and made him to stop. And then Bible says after realizing, when Jesus asked, she realized what had happened to her. And then she ran to her. Listen to this. The Bible says, who touched my clothes? Verse 31. You see the people crowding against you? His disciples answered. And yet you can ask, who touched me? But Jesus kept looking around to see who had done it. Then the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell at the feet of Jesus, trembling with fear, told him the whole truth. He said to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. Your faith, daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace and be freed from your suffering. Oh my God. Your faith has made you well. When we hear about Christ, we must have faith in what, in who he is. And two, we must have faith in what he says. And there are also levels of faith. There are levels of faith, you know. There is what we call, when you read this story, there are like levels of faith. You know, it seems like faith often exists in three forms. There's passive faith, active faith, and activated faith. Passive faith is more or less believing that God can do it. You just believe God can do it. It doesn't move mountains, the passive faith. In fact, it doesn't move much of anything. It just says he created it, the universe. So he can pretty much do anything anyway. He did create the universe. He can do it anyway. That's passive faith. And there is what we call active faith. Active faith believes that God will do it. And it anticipates the day he will. That is active faith. It believes God will do it. And it says, oh, someday I'll be happy. Someday. But listen to this faith that this woman had. She had activated faith. The number one was passive. Two, active. Three, activated. And activated faith believes he will do it now. If he says it, I need it today. If he said it, my bleeding must stop today. I don't have time to wait. If he said it, and I believe it, and I read it, I need it now. Activated faith is a now faith. Faith sees. The Bible says faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things that are not seen. Faith sees the answer. Faith sees the solution. Faith sees. Faith has eyes. Activated faith sees. You may be feeling the pain. Activated faith sees the healing, sees the deliverance, sees the miracle, sees the signs and the wonders. This is what the woman had. Activated faith. She said, I've heard about it. I believe it. And now, if I can only touch now, I'll be well. And she went and touched. And the bleeding dried. I can imagine she was jumping. But then in fear, because at first she was considered unclean. But you know, there is a miracle that takes place and breaks the protocol. There is a miracle that happens and breaks the rules. That when they tell you shut up, it's like they are telling you shout more. You get what I'm saying? There is a miracle which happens and it will cause you to be excited that you cannot keep quiet. And when they tell you keep quiet, it is like they are telling you shout more. Today, this same Jesus is in this service. This same Jesus, the same yesterday, today, and forever is here. The friend of everyone is here. The one who knows your problems is here. He knows how you live. He knows how you sleep. He knows what you do. He knows how you think. He knows what you need. He knows whatever you need. He's here today. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. What he did for this woman, he can do it for me. He can do it for you. He can set you free. He can set me free. He can set us free. He can set me free. He can bless us. He can touch us. He can heal us. He can deliver us. He can bless us. He can anoint us. He can use us. He can encourage us. He can... He can do everything for us. Someone say amen. Because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the I am. Jehovah Rapha. Jehovah Nissi. El Shaddai. He's here today. The bright morning star. The Alpha and the Omega. If you want to begin something, he's here to begin with you. He's the beginning and the end. He can begin for you a new life. As he began a new life for this woman. This woman who had bleeded for 12 years, when Jesus touched her, she began a new life. She forgot all her suffering. She forgot all her pain. She forgot all her bleeding. And she became a new person. Today, the same Jesus, the same power, the same Holy Ghost, the same blood of Jesus Christ is here today. We have sprinkled it over this place. The Holy Ghost is here. The anointing is here. The miracles are going to take place. Your sickness, you are forgetting it today. You are forgetting your disease today. You are forgetting your infirmity today. You are forgetting your problem. You are forgetting your disease. You are forgetting your pain. You are forgetting your cancer. You are forgetting your problem. You are forgetting everything today. Because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to invite you for prayer. I want to invite you for prayer. I want this Jesus to help you and I. I want you to come expecting. This woman expected. What is the problem that you go through? What is that is impossible? We serve a God of the impossible. We serve a God who is able. If you'd like a prayer, you need this Jesus to touch anything in your life. You might even be there and saying, today, I want to renew my relationship with this man. I opened up my heart to him. Third coming to 30 years ago, out of witchcraft. And from the age of 20, I'm a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ wherever I go. I don't market any other product. I market and package Jesus Christ well. I don't do any, I mean, the Jesus business is the fantastic business I do every day. Other businesses, you know, they are for this world, but the business of the King of Kings is a wonderful business. Let us, Pastor Sherry lead us into worship. I will invite Pastor Tim and, John and Pat Shader, Jonathan, and the elders of this church. We are going to lay hands and anoint you. I know we do not have much time. If it was Uganda, this would just be introduction. But here, I've stopped preaching. Amen. So, but we want to this God. We are going to anoint you with oil. We are going to pray for you. You have a sickness. We are going to pray for you. You need a job. We are going to pray for you. Are there problems in your marriage? We are going to pray for you. And this Jesus will trust him that he will touch you today the way he touched that woman. And just as her bleeding stopped, even your problem is starting today here. In Jesus' name.